Writer V.S. Naipaul won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2001. That year, he published a novel called Half a Life about a displaced Indian intellectual named Willie Chandran. Naipaul now has a new novel called Magic Seeds, which continues Chandran's story. Alan Chews has a review.
From a shabby boyhood in India to a struggling existence as a writer in London to an African plantation where he lived unhappily married for 18 years, that's the first half of the life of Willie Chandran, a man attempting to straddle a number of worlds, but at home in none. In the continuation of his saga, Chandran describes himself as a floater in a phantasmagoric world. And float he does, from Africa back to London, then to Berlin, and then home to India, where for 7 years he works in a remote province for a murderous revolutionary movement to which he feels only a fretful connection. But telling you all this, I haven't given away even half the story. This new Naipaul might be heavy on plot, but that's only the platform from which the writer makes his leaps into the complicated world of mind and feeling. Willie, a new sort of man in a world he never made, takes on world-class proportions. He's part Raskolnikov and part Bartleby the Scrivener, an actor and an obstructionist, a doer and a thinker, a writer and a reader who, when he's locked up in an Indian jail for nearly half a year, picks up books and discovers that everything he reads is miraculous. He would wonder how anyone ever had the courage to write a sentence, we hear. In some such way now, a deep regard came to him for everyone who could put words together, and he was transported by everything he read. The experience was glorious, this heightening of intellectual pleasure, this opening up of something in life he knew little of. A fine way to describe the experience of reading this new novel of V.S. Naipaul's.
The book by V.S. Naipaul is called Magic Seeds. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.